Hadith of the Day, a program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to CIO Radio. This hadith is from the Prophet of Allah, and he says in this hadith, Inna Allah yuhibbu ar-rajul al-qawi. Surely Allah loves the strong man. We're going to talk about this hadith, though, from an interesting perspective. We're going to actually look at this hadith in the light of the idea that we are supposed to seek the counsel of our wives, and we're supposed to talk to our wives. So how is it that I can be a strong man, a strong leader, and at the same time I'm spending time speaking to my wife, talking to my wife, and seeking counsel of my wife? Because Islam wants to see that the husband is running the family, that the husband is a strong leader, and we talked about that on previous occasions, but actually we're told that a man who is not this way, who's weak, who's not ar-rajul al-qawi, this person is cursed. This hadith is from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, "Kull imra'in tudabbiruhu imra'atun fahuwa mal'un." Any man who has a woman who runs his affairs is cursed. So now we're really looking, hadith really sounds macho at this stage, that the Prophet of Allah is saying that Allah loves to see a strong man, a man whose affairs are run by a woman. This man is cursed. So what is it now that we're going, how are we going to put this in with the idea of seeking the counsel of our wife and speaking to our wife? To even make it more interesting, we have hadith which actually tell us to go against our wife's opinion. So now really we want to prepare ourselves and see how this hadith can work. This hadith, and we have several hadith which are similar to this, and we want to see what ulama say about these hadith. This is what the hadith says. This is from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, "Fi khilaf an-nisa al-barakah." In disobeying women or going against their opinion, is actually blessing is in that. So how is it that we're told on one side all of these different sort of macho hadith, and then at the same time we want to have a strong family relationship, and actually we do want to see that actually there is interaction between the husband and the wife, and that the husband doesn't rule with impunity, that he doesn't take anybody else into consideration, even sometimes his children. So a couple of points about the hadith, or about hadith in general like this. The first thing is that when we take a hadith and we want to make sense of a hadith, we're supposed to look at the hadith in its context. And when I say its context, I mean the other teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. We don't want to just take one hadith and then say Islam's opinion is this, or start implementing that without taking the other hadith into mind. The first thing that I'll say about this hadith is that this hadith is what we call irshadi. It's not Mawlawi. It's not that Allah is giving us a direct command and ta'abbudan we're supposed to accept this. Rather, this is like instructions of a doctor to a patient. If you don't do this, then the result will be this. You have a cold. If you don't take this medicine, then you're going to suffer these results. It's one of those kind of hadith. Not a hadith which is telling us that it is a sin to listen to your wife. No. So what actually is meant over here? The reality is that the desire of a man to please his wife is so strong, and men are so weak when it comes to women. I mentioned the other day that there's a hadith that says that women can rob a man of his intellect, and Allah naturally has made it so that men want to please women. So if she will allow him to lead, then that's great. But if she misuses her ability over him, then the man will end up, like jumping through flaming hoops to please her. So she doesn't want that. She is best in the presence of a strong man. What does that mean? That means that if a woman is trying to make a decision which is based simply on her whims or on her emotions, and the man can clearly see this is not in the best interest of the family, it's not that this is something which is clearly right or it's truth or it's haq, and he's just stubbornly resisting, no, you're a woman, so I run roughshod over you. No, it's not that case. Rather, she's talking about something and it's against the interest of the family. It's going to hurt the family. At that case, the man is supposed to be strong. He's the leader. He makes the decision, and his word is the final say in the family. Everybody presents their opinion. There may be times, even when you're talking to your children, you bring them on board. You explain to them. You talk to them. But then In the end, the man makes that final decision. So we don't mean that we're rejecting the word of a woman if she's an expert in a particular field. She's a doctor. We say, oh, she's a doctor. She's a woman doctor. Ar-rajul al-qawi, the man Allah loves the strong man. So no, it's not that. She's an expert in the field. We listen to experts in the field. Or if she says something and she's correct about that, you listen to that. And even if seeking counsel of your wife is not bad, and we have hadith about that. And I'll relate to you a beautiful hadith about that and then come to a conclusion. This is a story that's related actually by Imam Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that there was a righteous man who had a dream. And in his dream, a man comes to him in the dream. And he says that you are going to live half of your life in wealth and prosperity, and half of your life you're going to live in poverty. Which half do you choose first? So the man says, give me permission. I've got a righteous wife. Allow me to go talk to my wife, seek counsel with her, talk to her, and then I'll come back and tell you. He talks to the wife, and the wife says, choose the first part of your life to be the side that you live in prosperity. He says, okay. And the next day, again, he sees the dream, or later on when the individual comes to him, and then he says, okay, which part of your life? And he says that I'm going to use the first part of my life, and I want that to be the part that I'm in prosperity and wealth. And it happens. Everything starts to go right for this guy. He's got all kind of wealth and money. And his righteous wife is constantly encouraging him. Spend your money in the way of Allah. Help out your brother. Help this family member. Do this, do that. It comes to the first half of his life comes to an end. And the individual comes back to him again. And he says that actually the first half of your life is over. But Allah has decided that actually you're going to have the second half of your life in prosperity also. You spent the first half of your life giving charity and doing good things. So this is how you're going to spend the second half of your life in prosperity also. So this is an example where we see, and there's other hadith which talk about seeking counsel of women in particular areas. But this hadith, the imam is encouraging us, and seeking counsel with his wife led to a good expectation. At the same time, it doesn't mean the man loses his role as leader of the family. He takes everybody on board, but in the end, he has to make the best decision for his family, for the sake of Islam. So we don't want to see that he's a weak man. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant